Our New Testament reading for today is from Romans, the first chapter, verses 18 to 32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up to the lusts of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those who are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women, and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men, and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind, to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Michael Musigades from Trinity Lutheran Church, Grangeville, Idaho.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon today is Romans chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, which says, Therefore God gave them up in their lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. People today treat the Bible like a menu. Menus offer lots of food selections to suit us each day. If we treat the Bible the same way, we find that when the Bible says something we want to hear, we take it, memorize it, quote it to others, and make it our own. When the Bible says something that is not appetizing, we say, "Well, that part of the Bible just does not have any relevance in our day and age." We like to feed on those parts of the Bible that tell us about God's love, but then we skip the parts that tell us about God's justice. We feast on the parts of the Bible that point out the speck in the other person's eye, but we skip the parts that tell us about the beam in our own eye. God gives us a well-balanced spiritual diet in His Word, but we find ourselves skipping the Brussels sprouts and the broccoli and only ordering the sugar and spice and everything nice. What parts of God's Word make you uncomfortable? How about today's text? Does it make you feel guilty as you exchange an inconvenient truth for a more suitable and popular lie in order to ensure your own comfort? There are times when all of us have taken the parts of the Bible that fit our diet while ignoring the overarching purpose that God has in mind for all of creation. In the perfection of His love for us, God grants us the ability to reject His truth. We are free to say, "No, I will not believe that part of God's word. It just does not suit my appetite." The problem with our choosing which part of Holy Scriptures to accept and which part to reject is that our sinful human nature and intellect cannot discern what is truth and what is the lie. For that reason alone, we must not reject any part of God's Word. I can, through the faith given me by the Holy Spirit, attest to the fact that Jesus Christ and His Word, as given to us in Holy Scriptures, is most certainly true. We may not understand it all, but that does not mean that it is not true. God the Father extends truth to us in the person of His Son. Jesus defined truth for us when He kept the law perfectly and took our place on the cross, where God the Judge punished Him for our sins. For truth's sake, Jesus kept all of the law, not just the parts that were pleasant. Even though we are the ones who have exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, our mighty Savior has given us truth. Jesus is the truth. He is the salvation that saves us from the lie of our sin. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Michael Musigades from Trinity Lutheran Church in Grangeville, Idaho, for today's meditation on God's Word. We now turn to hymn number 762 in Lutheran Service Book, There is a Time for Everything.